Come together to get to know you, to encounter you this morning. Father, we are in awe of your goodness and your faithfulness. No one is more faithful. No one is more loving. No one is more compassionate. And above all, no one has heaven to give to us, Lord. And you've come, Jesus Christ, so that we can have this gift. And today we will celebrate in a way that's oh, Lord, that speaks of your goodness, speaks of your grace, speaks of your mercy. And ultimately, Father, that speaks of the return of your Son, Jesus Christ. We praise you, we worship you, we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Now, just a quick reminder before I start. The short-term groups will be starting, our continuing groups, our long-term groups. They've never stopped, I think. They're still going, but for the new term, I think there are still some spaces for you to sign up to the short-term groups. I've read through them. They sound excellent. So if you're not hooked in or plugged in somewhere already, then by all means, go. Go for it. Go and join them and see what you can glean, what you can learn, but also what you can give to the short-term groups. Cool. And then I'd like to invite Pauline. Pauline Gardner. Hi. Pauline's going to come talk to us about missions. Woohoo! No one else excited about missions. Woohoo! I can't hear you.
No. Okay. Right. Eva, I think you're going to share something really quickly, and Ian. Eva's been put on the spot. But basically, next year in July, we're organising another short-term mission exposure trip. We're going to be going to Thailand and to Cambodia. We're going to be visiting a school over there, and we're also going to be seeing our missionary families in Cambodia and also in Thailand as well. So there will be a meeting after church next Sunday with information and application forms, and the trip will be limited to 12 people. But I've asked Ian and Eva to just say a couple of words about why you should consider and pray about this trip.
It was a really good opportunity to go overseas and meet different people and just see a different way of doing...
Just lift up.
Oh, yeah. Just seeing a different way of doing church over there. And the people over there were super generous and hospitable, and it was a really good experience.
Good morning, church. Yeah, I'm really stoked that God's made it super clear that it's time for another trip next year. The Kuran people, I suggest strongly that you do a bit of research on them and their story, their history. It is awe-inspiring, but also very heartbreaking at the same time. The school itself, the presence of God there was so strong, you could cut it with a knife. It's just unbelievable. And their resilience, their joy, their love for each other and for people that come and spend time with them, it will change you and it helps change them. And just the news that we've had since we last went 18 months ago, the ripple effect of the little things that we do and the relationships that have been formed both with the people at the school but also amongst the people that have gone too. We've all got bonds now that we hardly knew each other mostly before we went away, but now we've got an unspoken way that we communicate with each other because we've been in this situation. So I suggest strongly that, again, you check out the TMK school, find out a bit of history about the Kuran people, and just pray about it over the next 7 days.
So after church next Sunday, we'll have a meeting out somewhere. Thank you.
I wonder if Eva can explain to the young people why they need to go.
Yeah. So Eva's going to encourage the young people here.
It was a really good opportunity to meet other young people, and we also got the opportunity, me along with Helen, we were teaching drama, and it was something I'd never done before, and it really pushed me outside my comfort zone, and yeah, it was really fun as well.
Cool. So if you're a young person, come and have a chat with Ev over here, and if you are just a slightly older youth, then speak to Ian. You know, church, when Russell said, oh, what are you going to do for the all-age service? And as you do, I went to the Lord and said, well, Father, what do you want me to do? And Sukkot starts today, the festival of tabernacles. Today is the day. It's the beginning. And I thought, what better way for us to engage with God, engage with His other, with a festival that... Does anyone know the festival of tabernacles? Or the feast of harvest? Or Sukkot? There are a few people who know it very well. And then there are some of us who would look at Scripture and think, what would this Old Testament, 4,000 years ago, thing have to do with us? But if we read only in part, if we kind of stay in our New Testament environment, and if we decide, well, whatever's gone before Matthew has got nothing to do with us, then we miss out on half God's story. And we miss out on the things that we need to know for the time where we are in now. Thank you, Lord, for children. There are churches who pray for them and to hear the sounds of them. And so we are encouraged by the sound of our children today. And to our children, today is a privilege to be with us. Oh, they've missed each other. What can I say? I'm just going to continue. Because I'm in the zone. But I'm mindful, because I see all of you, I'm mindful of a few eyes drifting. So stay focused. Let's be adult about this. Let's be parental about it. Anyway, the festival. And I'm going to invite Alex and Andy, I think it was Andy Cooney, and Chelsea. And maybe, Terry seems to know something about building. Maybe they can come up. And so God had said a few things that He said, four generations to come, you need to do this. And we kind of think, oh, Christ has come, and so we're not part of the generation of things that need to keep going. But that's not how. See, there are things that God said, this is Moses, and this is the law, and this is over here, and I have come, and I've done a new thing with Jesus Christ, and so do this new thing with me. Then there's God, Yahweh, and He said, this is the thing that you need to keep going for all of generations to come. And so, the Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot, as one of those things, as one of seven feasts, it is the only feast, believe it or not, where God had said to all of Israel, come annually and do what? And do what? Celebrate. It is the only festival where He says, come every year, year after year, and come and bring your harvest. It's the only festival. Are they also a distraction? First it was the children, and now it's... Anyway, as long as you take something in today, we're on a good wicket here. It is the only festival where the Lord said, come and praise me. Come with rejoicing. Now, I do want to say that they've had no practice. So let's see how well these boulders are doing. Over here. Let me get on with my notes. It says, appear before the Lord your God in a place which He shall choose. It was the only festival where all of the Gentiles were invited to come and join in. How awesome. That all the way back over there, God the Father had us in His heart and in His mind, and He invited us to come. And many things took place during the Feast of Tabernacles. For instance, King Solomon's temple was dedicated to the Lord during tabernacles. So I suggest that you go and read in 1 Kings and see what God is doing. Like I said, it's the only festival with the instruction to rejoice. It gives thanks for a number of things, and we will look at those things, some of them, today. The first of these things was that the Israelites were to build this little booth, rickety, little shelter, to remind them of their temporary status on this earth. Also first reminded them of the temporary state they were in the desert. They were never supposed to stay forever in the desert. So that time came and it went, and then they went on into the promised land. We with? Yeah. So it's a visible structure of of what God is doing. I want to say, I see a few other boulders here shaking their heads and thinking, what are you guys up to? Let us show mercy and grace today and rejoicing. My dad and his family. My dad is not Jewish. I'm not Jewish, I think. But my dad and his family, they gather every year on a massive farm. Probably the farm of Bruce over here, the size of that. And they meet there and they build these shelters every year to remind them that this is a temporary state. And some of them with the younger families, don't know what dad is doing, they sleep in these shelters and they eat in these shelters. They have community and fellowship in these shelters. And I, because Sukkot is such a, we'll get to it, what the prophetic meaning of it is for us this day, because it's so precious, I thought, why not introduce our church in a visual way of what this feast is all about? Let's see where we are. It's a reminder for us today that God protects us, He provides for us as we go through life. And while our hearts long for the promised land and to be in the presence of the Lord, He preserves us in this time. So I'm going to invite Rebecca to come and read scripture for us from Leviticus. And then we'll continue from there.
Leviticus verse 39 to 43, sorry. So beginning with the 15th day of the 7th month, after you have gathered the crops of the land, celebrate the festival to the Lord for 7 days. The first day is a day of Sabbath rest, and the 8th day is also a day of Sabbath rest. On the first day, you are to take branches from luxuriant trees, from palms, willows, and other leafy trees, and rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. Celebrate this as a festival to the Lord for 7 days each year. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. Celebrate it in the 7th month. Live in temporary shelters for 7 days. All native-born Israelites are to live in such shelters, so your descendants will know that I had the Israelites live in temporary shelters when I brought them out of Egypt. I am the Lord of God.
Amen. I am the Lord your God. God is good to us. God is good to us. Amen. God is good all the time. The Feast of Tabernacles in biblical times was also the time of great ingathering of the harvest. So the Israelites would go out everywhere and gather the harvest. And as it came up to Sukkot in that time, then they would take all the harvest up and bring it up to Jerusalem. The great ingathering. What does it have to do with us, this ingathering? What do you guys think? If you need a booth, you know where to find. The great ingathering for us was not just for the time over there for the Israelites, but it was pointing toward the Messiah to come for them. Do you know what? We are part of that harvest. Say, I am a harvest. I think people don't believe that they are harvest. And the only way you won't believe that you are part of this harvest if you don't yet know the Lord Jesus Christ. If you know Christ, then you are part of that harvest. And we celebrate today because we are looking forward. As the Israelites look forward to the Messiah coming, we are looking forward to our Messiah returning to us. so that we can be rejoicing for all of eternity with Him, with the Father. We will be present with Him. He will come and dwell among us. Now, for now, we have the presence of the Holy Spirit. That's awesome. And the Holy Spirit moves us. And you know, sometimes when people talk about children, they go, oh, these kids don't understand. They don't understand. I remember the first time when I had time with the kids, and I said to the children, let's pray for our schools. And I asked one of the leaders, I think it was Renata, and I asked Renata to pray on behalf of the children for the schools. And she prayed. And then I said, and let's pray for our communities. And I asked one of the other leaders, and they prayed. I think it might have actually been Hillary. And we prayed. And then I said, let us pray for the world, and I will pray. And little Isaac Reed over here said to me, I want to pray. And I'm going, Father, I don't know what he's going to say. But there's no such thing as a little Holy Spirit. There's only the Holy Spirit. And so Isaac Reed said, Lord, this was Isaac. How old is Isaac, Hayden? 9. Isaac said, Lord, time is running out. My eyes popped open. Going, whoa. And he said, yes, you did, Isaac. I was there and a few others. Isaac saying, that was never his prayer. Isaac needs to learn, my memory is solid. And then, so I remember that prayer and everything else, Isaac, I remember. And then he said, and this world needs Jesus because the time is running out. Now, if our 9-year-old, filled with the Holy Spirit, can take that request to the Father, how can we do any less? So, likewise, the word, the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, go out to all the world, and when Christ returns, His complete harvest will be presented to Him. Amen. How awesome, the thing that we look forward to. We belong to Jesus Christ as part of His complete harvest. He's the groom and we are the bride, but we are also the harvest. And so what do you guys think? What is the purpose of fruit? Do you know why we have fruit? Why do we have fruit? And Isaac, whatever you say, I will remember. Just saying. What's the purpose of fruit? Anyone? To eat, right? The fruit of the Spirit. Yes. What else, adults, is the purpose of fruit? To grow more, to reproduce. What else is the purpose of fruit? To sustain our bodies for vitamins, right? Nutrients. So fruit have different purpose. It's not because God had nothing better to create that He created fruit. God created fruit because He needed the seed that's sitting in there to be replanted, to get more seed, to reproduce, to get more seed, to reproduce, to have a harvest, and to feed others. And so I'm going to invite you in a minute to bring your harvest that you have brought today. Ooh, this little one's going to taste some lemons on the table. And we're going to bring our harvest. But as you bring and put them over here in the booth, and afterward we'll have it, and people can help themselves, because what we've come to do today is to bless others, to bless each other. But I want you to think, as you see, I have a few baskets over here. As you bring your thing, I need you to consider, Father, what am I bringing to you today? What am I bringing as a gift? And what am I bringing in surrender to you? And what am I bringing for someone else today? So it's not just a fun thing, because I had nothing better to do with this morning. It's this kind of thing to make us think, this is who I am. And God has given me these gifts and these talents. And how have I used them? And when Christ comes, And he looks at me and he says, God will ask, Bridget, what have you done with my son? Jesus Christ. And I can say, I thought he was just a cool guy and then he died. And I'm a bit shocked that he's actually alive. Could be a response. It could be. Or I can say, I believed that he came and that he died so that I can have this, these things to offer with my time. For sure, he didn't say, pick a seat and sit there and wait for me there. He did not say that. He sent me to engage with the world. Then, once you have placed your gift, right? And I place mine. Once you have placed it, as you come off the stage, we have grapes and dates and olives and lemons on the table. And the Israelites, on the eighth day, they would eat these things. Why do you think they ate the lemons? I mean, I'm sure, I look at my face. I'm sure there are people who love lemons. Yay. The lemons they had to remind themselves to stay humble with God. My gifts are not bigger than the one who gave them to me. They're not bigger than the giver. My gifts, mine given, to come down a few notches, humble my heart, and gift them to his kingdom. Make sense? So I wonder if our people at the back, or not Sharon, maybe. Someone can play something. Yes, please come and play something. And then I'd like to invite you to come and to bring your gifts, bring your harvest, bring your shoe boxes. Because this is part of the gifts that we have that we give away. You know the coolest thing about these shoe boxes? I saw a video once, and in it they explained that even the box is a gift. Because the children have nothing to store their stuff in. Our children in our church, we in our homes, do we have nothing to store our stuff in? And for them, it is the first time they have a little container that is all theirs that they can keep their treasures in. And that's why I love what Carol is doing with these shoeboxes and how we come and how we participate. Huh? Now, we don't have to go on your mics, get to go to bring our stuff, but as and when you are ready, and when you have thought about what is it that God wants me to surrender to him, and how does he want me to serve him with the gifts I have, then please come. And as you come down, come and taste some of the fruit. And try a lemon. Keep us humble.
Friends, we worship here with a wonderful band. And we're very, very fortunate to have such talented people. But sometimes I think, isn't it nice just to hear voices? So we're going to sing How Great Thou Art today with just our voices and no instruments. If you'd like to